Delgado, and I'm the Executive Director Emeritus of Hopeful Beginnings. I'm a nurse, teacher, and a counselor by profession. We are an Illinois licensed child welfare agency, as well as a social service agency, offering free counseling to women with issues surrounding pregnancy and parenting, including adoption. Our services are targeted towards women's issues, such as prenatal and postpartum anxiety and depression, grief over a lost pregnancy, and transitioning to motherhood. We are available to serve you throughout Chicagoland, the outlying suburbs, and all through Illinois. We offer counseling services both in person or via telehealth and are flexible to each individual client's situation. Our counseling services are free of charge. Now, Hopeful Beginnings has experienced a huge increase in demand for counseling services in the last 6 months. We really need your help to make sure that all women receive the help that they need. Please consider donating at hopefulbeginning.org or call 847-870-8181. Now, those of you who follow our show, use our website, freecounselingnow.com, or are on social media, know that we're dedicated to women and help empower them to make tough decisions and bring them into the light from the darkness of depression. Real women, real issues, that's Hopeful Beginnings. If you need help or wish to have a teen parenting program instituted at your school or community center, please reach out to our phone, 847-870-8181. That's 847-870-8181. Now, this topic during this show is very tender. It's going to be discussing grief over a lost pregnancy. Now, there are many subtitles that are under a lost pregnancy, the first being a miscarriage. To really define it, the miscarriage is the spontaneous loss of a fetus before the 20th week of pregnancy. According to MedlinePlus.gov, around half of all fertilized eggs die and are lost spontaneously, usually before the woman knows she's pregnant. Among women who know they're pregnant, about 10% to 25% will have a miscarriage. Most miscarriages occur during the first 7 weeks of pregnancy. The rate of miscarriage drops after the baby's heartbeat is detected. That's why a lot of times you'll hear women come up to you to say, you know, I made it through the first trimester, and so now we can tell. Around half of all fertilized eggs die and are lost. Again, usually before the woman knows she's pregnant. So the risk for miscarriage is higher in women who are older. The risk increases after 30 years of age and becomes even greater between 35 and 40 and is highest after 40 years old. It's also higher in women who have already experienced several miscarriages. So, again, we take a look at pregnancy losses after the 20th week. Those are called stillbirths. According to the CDC.gov, an early stillbirth is a fetus and a death occurring between 20 and 27 completed weeks of pregnancy. A late stillbirth occurs between 28 and 36 completed pregnancy weeks. A term stillbirth occurs between 37 or more completed pregnancy weeks. Again, a normal pregnancy goes about 40 weeks. Stillbirth affects about 1 in 160 births And each year, about 24,000 babies are stillborn in the United States. That's about the same number of babies that die during the first year of life, and it's more than 10 times as many deaths as the number that occur from sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS. Because of advances in medical technology over the last 30 years, prenatal care, that's medical care during pregnancy, has improved, which has dramatically reduced the number of late and term stillbirth. However, the rate of early stillbirth has remained about the same. The last type of grief after the loss of a pregnancy is abortion. An abortion is a procedure to end a pregnancy. It uses medicine or surgery to remove the embryo or fetus and placenta from the uterus. Now, I want you to listen carefully. Hopeful Beginnings accepts and embraces women experiencing any type of the pregnancy losses. Some women do not want to entertain abortion but are forced to have the procedure. We have many women that have experienced this loss and are in severe emotional pain to go on. That is why we offer counseling services for each type of loss, as our counseling is so individualized. You know, grief is a personal feeling. People often ask me, how long am I going to feel like this? And I always say grief takes as long as it takes. This means that everyone takes it and processes it and learns to deal with it in a different time. Hopeful Beginnings is there for counseling for you for grief over a lost pregnancy. All you have to do is call 847-870-8181 and make an appointment. We will be happy to assess the type of grief that you're going through and then provide a plan for therapy. I know that it's so scary, but please know that you're in good, compassionate hands. Each woman is treated with the utmost of respect, and we can go at your pace. Even women with postpartum depression from the hormones of pregnancy post-abortion, along with guilt and other feelings, can be treated. Many of our women were forced. All women are entitled to treatment. Each therapist is skilled for all of the counseling that we are known to provide. According to TalkSpace.com, losing a baby, either during pregnancy or after birth, is one of the most profoundly painful experiences a parent will ever endure. Yet these experiences are more common than most of us realize. 10 to 15% of women will experience a miscarriage. 24,000 U.S. babies are stillborn each year, and over 1,000 babies die each year in the U.S. of SIDS. October 15th is National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day, and it's important to understand and discuss the grief that you or maybe a loved one has experienced. No matter what kind of loss you experience, whether it be an early miscarriage or the death of your newborn, the experience of losing a child has deep and lasting effects on your mental health. For example, miscarriages, which are often unfortunately dismissed by healthcare professionals because they're so common, cause symptoms of anxiety and depression in at the least of 20% of sufferers. These effects can last for 1 to 3 years after the fact, even impacting the experience of future pregnancies. You can still call for help. Statistics are similar for women who have experienced stillbirth. Studies show that your risk of developing anxiety and depression increases significantly after a stillbirth and this can spill over to a subsequent pregnancy. Women who've experienced stillbirth are 22% more likely to experience anxiety and 19.7% more likely to experience depression during a post-stillbirth pregnancy. If you are the loved one of a mother who's experienced pregnancy loss, the first thing you can do is be a good listener. Validate the mother's feelings and discourage her for blaming herself. Help her take care of her immediate needs. Bring her food, watch her other children, etc. If there's a mental health issue, gently encourage her to get help. Give us a call, and she will find the right treatment. Okay, well, we're going to go to break and then talk some more about loss of children. My name is Joanne Brada, and I'm with Hopeful Beginnings. Thank you. Hi, this is Joanne Brada from Hopeful Beginnings, returning from our break. So the first part of the show, I hope that I defined the types of losses that there are in pregnancy and the things that you do go through. So I want to come back and talk about, remember that you are not to blame. The first thing that you may want to do is to review the things that you've done and then try and figure out what you did to cause this. This is definitely one of the tragedies of life. No one really knows why. Eventually, you'll be able to accept that pregnancy and infant loss as part of life's tragedies that are beyond our control, as awful and painful as they are. You will always miss what could have been, and it's normal to feel that loss too, for it's part of your life. Now, here are some suggestions that have helped other people to cope. Keeping a daily journal to write down feelings. I have found that most therapy includes a daily journal. When you first start therapy, you can pour out your feelings in the journal. Your feelings are raw and feel insurmountable. As you start to heal, you will find that your journaling will change. When you finish your therapy at Hopeful Beginnings, it's good to go over the pages and watch your progression. If you make short, achievable to-do lists every day, this keeps you on track for the tasks that you need to do for the family and your other children. Trying to get outside for some fresh air, you'd be surprised at the natural healing that occurs with being outdoors. Playing meditation music on your Alexa, starting with 10 minutes, progressing to 20, and maybe even 30 with you in a relaxed position. Take a short walk during your lunch hour at work. Now, you know, these are simple, easy, and free activities for you to do. No gym memberships, no expensive equipment. Hopeful Beginnings will be happy to give you additional or substitute homework to accomplish your goals in feeling better. Talk therapy is our best counseling. It helps articulate all the various things that are going on in your head like a jumbled mess and helps you verbalize things in an organized manner. Because no question is silly, you can ask your questions in a safe environment without worry. Everything is confidential except if you feel like hurting yourself or others. Now, I'd like to tell you that with a miscarriage, you may not be alone in your grief. In fact, we are now encouraging fathers to come in for therapy as well. It is just as much dad's baby as it is mom's. Therapy at Hopeful Beginnings is a wonderful way to communicate with each other as a couple. You as a couple has experienced a severe trauma and need to heal together. Hopeful Beginnings is now taking couples for therapy in this arena. This is one of the newest programming for grief and loss. Please feel free to make an appointment for you and your partner. Now, if you've gone through a miscarriage, stillbirth, you may find some rituals that the bereavement team will offer at your hospital. They will allow you at times to hold your baby and take pictures with your baby. You can make a memory box of all of the little things associated with your baby. You need closure, so usually you can stay with your baby and a nurse will look in on you to make sure that you are doing as well as can be. You'll be able to talk about all your hopes and dreams with this little one. If you are faith-filled, you know where your baby is residing at this point. Your baby is your little angel and will be watching over you. If you have lost a grandma, aunt, mom, sister, or friend, please know the baby will be cared for by one of them. If not, there is a previous relative that passed that will watch over the baby for you. You may even feel the child at your side. You are never separated. Most often, you may have a funeral for your little one. Most funeral homes can order a tiny box for your little one to be buried in. Many of the cemeteries have a special section for babies, and they bury them together. Your priest or pastor will preside over the ceremony if asked. It may help you process the entire situation that you've been coping with alone. You may want to ask family and friends to attend to give you the support that you need. It's important, if you're not up to inviting people, that you assign one or two people to invite the people that are special to you and your partner. Hands-on help can be really important, especially in the early days when you're recovering from the birth and emotionally exhausted. Many of these things are done even if you come home with a baby. These are things that friend and family can do to make life easier for you. If you have trusted friends or family and are able to cope with having them around, these are things that they can do to make you feel better. Nutritious home-cooked meals, responding to messages of condolences with a thank you note. Oftentimes, that's the last thing you want to do. Shopping for food, nutritious snacks for you and your partner and the other children. Don't be afraid if someone asks to do a couple loads of laundry. That's a godsend. Picking weeds, gardening, or if it's springtime, bring some flats of flowers and plant them for your friend. Bring a game for the older children and play with them. Physical care for the postpartum woman that's experienced a miscarriage, stillbirth, or other loss needs to be reminded. A daily shower or a shower in the morning and evening can help you feel refreshed and lift your mood. You will still experience the need to use maternal pads until your bleeding stops in a couple of weeks. If there are changes that don't look normal to you, it's advisable for you to call your doctor. Your breasts may have colostrum in them and then fill with breast milk. It may be physically painful and also emotionally painful, reminding you of your loss. It may be helpful for you to wear a supportive sports bra that can hold you in. A stool softener may be helpful in helping you regulate going to the bathroom. If you experience urinary frequency, bleeding, burning, or pain over your bladder or kidneys, please call your doctor immediately. He or she may ask for a urine sample in order to check for an infection. If you feel feverish, take your temperature. If your temperature is 100.4 or greater, call the doctor. If you have shortness of breath, call your doctor and 911. If you have a severe headache, more severe than you've ever experienced, call your doctor. Please call if you have flu-like symptoms. And if you have pain or redness in one of your breasts. It's a good idea to have your doctor's name and phone number on your refrigerator, as well as on speed dial on your cell phone. It's important to be ready for an emergency, as well as your partner knows what to do. You know, you probably don't expect me to remind you to make an appointment for your postpartum appointment. Many women are now making the appointment at 3 weeks as opposed to 6 weeks. If you're working, please don't forget to get a doctor's note for your time off work. No one really expects you to hurry back, but you may need documentation for attendance purposes. The doctor will want to check on you from a physical standpoint as well as an emotional. He or she may even recommend counseling to cope with the loss of a baby. Hopeful Beginnings does counseling both at the office and virtually. You and your husband can start going in the office, and when you return to work, you may participate virtually during your lunch break. There may be questions that you have. Please write them down. You may experience normal postpartum changes, such as losing hair. Many women like to continue their prenatal vitamins in order to keep their hair and nails strong and healthy. You need to take care of yourself as well as during your pregnancy. Also, talking about having another baby may be something that you and your doctor may discuss. Your doctor knows how difficult this loss has been on you and your partner. She may ask a lot of questions to make sure that you are doing as well as you can. You know, on the Today Show, an OB-GYN shares 9 lessons she learned about loss after her daughter was stillborn. Dr. Katie White was 7 months pregnant when she lost her baby girl, Samantha. I think it's important for someone who's an MD going through the experience, you know, to listen to her, and you really do gain perspective. She wrote Your Guide to Miscarriage and Pregnancy Loss, Hope and Healing When You're No Longer Expecting. I wanted to tell you about that book, and it's very, very to the heart, and it would be helpful if you have experienced a loss. Talking about advocating for yourself, take the space you need. People are going to cry around you. There's a lot of good things to look at and to learn. So, you know, follow your heart, talk to your partner, and come together for some good counseling at Hopeful Beginnings. So we are going to close for today. This is Joanne Brada from Hopeful Beginnings. I hope you have a glorious week. Thank you.